Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The FT.
Avert your eyes now, or rather, don't bother. True to its original reputation for spicing up Britain's airwaves, Channel 4 is about to embark on a new series that tackles that most nettlesome of subjects, sex. Couples will be enjoying carnal relations on television and will then talk about the experience. While the discussion promises to be revealing, it's about the only thing that is. The actual sex will take place inside a box. Unlike television's coverage of squash, which has taken transparent wall technology to new limits, Sexbox's approach is more discreet. No nudity or sex will be seen by the studio audience or by any of the production team or by television viewers, say the programme makers. The area used by contributors is entirely private. It is soundproofed and the walls are opaque. A team of experts will quiz the participating couples about what went on in the box. One of them, psychotherapist Philip Hodson, is optimistic that the conversations will be illuminating. People who have just had sex, he says, tend to be less inhibited and more likely to talk openly and honestly. This is a great opportunity to show that sex is normal and not as worrying or complicated or frightening or significant as people often think it is. I may find it worrying, complicated and frighteningly significant that anyone would want to have sex on television at all, but the Sexbox team, led by Mariella Frostrup, remains hopeful. Sex is a normal part of all our lives, they say, and something we need to be talking about openly and honestly. There go those words again, normal, open, honest. I thought about them when I listened to the final minutes of last week's Desert Island Discs, which featured the novelist Zadie Smith. She spoke cleverly and sympathetically about her life and said she was known, as a student in Cambridge, to have had the worst taste in college, not least for her obsessive interest in the minor works of Prince. But pressed to choose the one piece of music which would alleviate her days of isolation, she headed sharply towards the high culture end of the musical spectrum and landed on Wagner. The prelude to Tristan and Isolde, she said, was a perfect piece of art. And there came those shimmering strings, the gorgeous and eloquent phrases that are among the most beautiful moments in Western musical history. Here's an excerpt performed by the Berlin Philharmonic under Lorin Maazel. It struck me that this, too, was a work about sex, or mutual erotic obsession, as it is known in refined circles. But Tristan addresses a sexual attraction that is more worrying, complicated, frightening and significant than the feelings invoked by any other human activity. So troubled is Wagner by its ferocity that he allows his music to float unresolved into the realm of the what might have been. It only reaches its true climax when one of his lovers dies. It's a long way from Wagner's sublimation of the erotic impulse to the banal platitudes of Sexbox. Lovers of 19th century romanticism are unlikely to find much to enjoy in Channel 4's cheerful demystification of our sexual behaviour, and vice versa. These are polarised views, one a sumptuous celebration of a love that cannot be fulfilled, the other arguing that the physical fulfilment of that love is actually no big deal. We muddle along, most of us, somewhere in between those views, and art struggles to find the right tone to satisfy us. Wagnerian yearning feels a little too ingenuous for our modern world, while the pop anthropology that scrutinises our lives inside the box also seems a little naive in its quest for candour. We may be embarrassed to glorify excessively what we know to be a basic and animalistic pastime, but we're not yet ready to be filmed by David Attenborough in its pursuit. Into the vacuum, of course, has advanced pornography and its numerous is-it-or-isn't-it offshoots. Channel 4 takes an unashamedly moralistic tone in its Campaign for Real Sex season, aiming to reclaim sex from porn by showing the pernicious effects of pornography's most common tropes. Good luck with that one. I'm not sure the world is ready to move on to such enlightened planes just yet. What happens inside the box remains the world's most lucrative spectator sport. To treat sex like local government reform, just make it more transparent and all will be dandy, misses the point that the subject will forever be mired in moral complication and existential bewilderment. That may just be part of its appeal. Music is not a bad way to describe our predicament. We're stuck between belief in Wagner's hopeful yet ultimately frustrated crescendos and the no-fuss demagoguery of a Miley Cyrus video. Sex comes in all shapes and forms, but rarely in anything so neat as a box.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.